1320 WILS. My next guest, well, she's been looking at the issue of policing for many years now, and she's written a brand new book, the title, The War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Less Safe. It's a lot of research in this book. Heather MacDonald, she's a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. We've talked to her many times before. Also a contributing editor of City Journal, where she reports on crime, culture, race, and education. The book, the brand new book, The War on Cops. Heather, great to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me on again, Michael. I appreciate it.
It is the brand new book just out, The War on Cops. And when would you say the war actually began, Heather?
Well, it certainly reached its intensity after the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, in August of 2014. There's been an anti-cop narrative that the ACLU has been promulgating for two decades, but the media really climbed on board after the shooting and has been putting out the idea that blacks are the biggest threat facing young black men today, and that's simply not true.
You're saying the cops are the biggest threat.
The cops, right.
Yeah. Now, why do you think they are putting that narrative out? What's the goal in doing that?
Well, racism sells. I think the media has come through the academia, and there's a whole black victimology industry out there, and it's a lot easier to talk about allegedly racist cops than it is to confront the hard truths about black-on-black crime.
Okay, but what happens now, as you say, the police are pulling back from proactive policing because of this. How are these communities affected now, then, by this?
Hundreds of black lives are being lost that over and above what the traditional crime rate was. Uh-huh. We're losing the two-decades-long crime decline that was unforeseen and unprecedented that started in the mid-1990s.
Do you think this will change the way the Black Lives Matter movement goes at this issue if we see this continue?
No. I think that we've seen already. I mean, there's children that are being mowed down. And in Cleveland, there were three children under the age of five who were killed in September. Children in Cincinnati shot, Ferguson. Nothing seems to change the narrative.
Yeah. And what do people, especially in the urban communities, what do they want? Do they want this lack of proactive policing? I mean, what would they prefer at this point?
Well, the people I talk to, the many, many law-abiding residents there, want more cops. I go every time I go to a police community meeting in places like Harlem or Central Brooklyn or the South Bronx or South Central LA, what I hear from the people that show up at those meetings is, you arrest the dealers, they're back on the street the next day, why can't you keep them off the corner? I want you to remove the kids that are hanging out on my stoop smoking weed. Mm-hmm. I don't feel safe to come down and pick up my mail.
Okay.
And that's what cops respond to in deciding where to police and how to police. But those voices are not reflected in the media narrative or in the Black Lives Matter narrative.
Heather MacDonald, author of the brand new book, The War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Less Safe. The police officers you talked to when you're writing this book, how long did it take you to write this book, by the way?
Well, the research began back in 2008, but certainly the material has accelerated following Ferguson and what I've called the Ferguson effect.
And what are police officers that you talked to in putting the book together, what are they telling you? What's their attitude about this?
They are getting the message that is being sent that proactive policing is racist, and they're saying you'd have to be crazy to get out of your car when you don't have to, when you're not answering a 911 call, which they continue to race towards. Mm-hmm. But if it's a question of a discretionary stop, stopping somebody at 1 a.m. who's hanging out on a known drug corner, hitching up his waistband as if he has a gun, they're saying don't do it. Drive on by, because the risks to your career now of being called a racist cop and maybe caught on a cell phone video is too great. And,
okay, but in those cases, when we see these videos, what's your view? Is it the case that these cops, especially when the videos go viral, are doing the right thing or the wrong thing?
There's been some very bad shootings in the last year and a half. The Laquan McDonald shooting in Chicago was appalling. Mm-hmm. The Walter Scott shooting in North Charleston was horrific. Those are not representative of the millions of contacts that officers have mm-hmm. every year with armed suspects when they're getting a gun off the street.
Right. But we're going to see body cameras now expanding. We have them now here in Lansing, our police department. Do you think that'll help improve the image of police officers?
I think it definitely will, because the vast majority of complaints that are brought against officers are specious. They're simply retaliatory mm-hmm. By suspects who want to take vengeance on the officer who arrested them. But what's also going to happen, and what's happening, is officers are hesitating before using force because mm-hmm. the public doesn't know how to interpret those videos.
Heather McDonald's the author of the brand new book, The War on Cops, and one of the chapters in your book titled Courts versus Cops. How are police officers treated in the court system?
Well, if you have an activist judge like we had in New York City, Judge Shira Shindlin, a federal court judge, who bought into the ACLU narrative that policing is biased if it doesn't match population ratios, an analysis that completely ignores crime data, they're not treated well. Shindlin came out with a pronouncement that New York stop activity was racist because it was disproportionately black. She ignored the fact that in New York City, where blacks are 23% of the population, they commit over three-quarters of all shootings. Whites are 34% of the population in New York. They commit less than 2% of all shootings. Those sorts of data are repeated in every big city in the country, and they mean that the police can't go where people are being victimized by drive-by shootings without going to minority neighborhoods, and that's where they're going to be making proactive stops.
And what do you think of the Baltimore cases so far, the fact that the police officers have not been found guilty at this point?
Well, it's certainly predictable, and it makes one proud of our American justice system that the judge has been willing to call it as the facts demand, which is that these officers were greatly overcharged. It's also extraordinary that Baltimore was slotted into the Black Lives Matter narrative of racist white cops when the three most influential or important cops in the interaction with Freddie Gray were black.
Heather McDonald, the brand new book, The War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Less Safe. Years and years of analysis, and really cuts through all the media hype to tell you exactly the truth of what happens in our justice system. Heather, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.